Welcome to Health Talk Tuesday with Appleton Area Health. Each week at this time, we'll be covering a different topic and talking with different healthcare professionals. Health Talk Tuesday with Appleton Area Health on Q92.
Ebola is a disease we don't usually have to deal with in the United States, but worldwide it was known as a vicious killer. It mainly occurs in the western part of sub-Sahara Africa and is caused by a virus. That virus is one of the rare types that can be transferred from animals to humans. A type of bat is an asymptomatic carrier. It's thought that the bat eats on fruit, thereby transmitting the virus to the fruit via saliva. The remains of the partially eaten fruit are eaten by another animal that then gets infected by the Ebola virus. And in the jungle cultures of Africa, wild animals are consumed by humans as bushmeat, and in that manner the virus is subsequently passed on to humans. The disease caused by the Ebola virus in humans begins and peaks out in just 1 or 2 days after its transmission, and causes a sickness that usually kills in just a few days. Because the entire course is so rapid, Ebola is referred to as a hot virus. The symptoms related to Ebola are like the worst case of the flu imaginable: fever, aches, vomiting, diarrhea, and in some cases, the ill person begins to bleed from everywhere. Death is rapid, and transmission to healthcare workers trying to care for those with Ebola is common. It's a highly contagious disease. Now, all of this is bad news, and if you've witnessed it, it is really bad. Outbreaks of Ebola have led to as many as 10,000 deaths at a time. There is, however, some good news that shows what can be done by people dedicated to helping mankind, and that is that a vaccine was developed for this disease. The vaccine was developed at Canada's National Microbiology Laboratory with some funding from the U.S. government. Now, how this came about is fascinating. They took a virus that causes mouth sores in livestock but doesn't cause anything to humans, and they fused it with a key protein of the Ebola virus. That protein itself doesn't cause any disease in humans, but it needs to be attached to something to survive. Once injected into a person, the protein is recognized by the body in such a way that antibodies capable of killing the virus are produced, making that person immune to the disease. The cleverness of these folks is astounding. The other interesting thing is that this was all done without any big-time drug company input. This little exercise in ingenuity was about as small time and inexpensive as you can get in this field. The second part of the good news is the development of a treatment of Ebola once the disease is present. So, there are a lot of issues that stand in the way of getting a population vaccinated, and some of these range from religious to superstitious to just plain impossible logistics. So that means that finding a treatment is more than just a passing interest, even with a vaccine now available. The story of how this treatment was developed nearly defies belief. A physician in the Congo reasoned that those lucky enough to survive Ebola would develop antibodies that make them immune to getting the disease again, since the antibodies, of course, will attack the Ebola virus if it gets into their system. To test this, blood from survivors was transfused into patients with the full-blown disease. And miraculously, the vast majority recovered. This led to trying to identify those exact antibodies, and what they did was they used mice. Now, the even better part, most of this work was done in tent hospitals deep in the African jungles. This is unbelievable. I mean, think about it. During this, hospitals were being burned by warring tribes, refrigeration units failed, power generators failed, and the issue seemed to conspire to prevent the work from being completed. And yet, the people working on this persisted, and now we have a treatment. I don't know, I think these folks are surely deserving of a Nobel Prize. Now think about it. None of this came from big companies or teams of researchers or sophisticated equipment, or even unimaginable amounts of money. It all came about because of dedicated individuals willing to work based on service to mankind. Today's information was brought to you by Appleton Area Health.
Thanks for joining us for Health Talk Tuesday with Appleton Area Health on Q92. We'll see you next week, Tuesday morning, same time, same place, here on 92.1 FM.